August 2, 1925, the I Love You Is Everything. The work of Louisa with the Most Holy Mama. I was praying and fusing myself in the Holy Divine Will. I wanted to wander everywhere, up to the heavens, in order to find that supreme I Love You which is not subject to any interruption. I wanted to make it my own, so that I too might have an I Love You which is never interrupted, and which might echo the eternal I Love You. And by possessing the source of the true I Love You within me, I might have an I Love You for each one and for all, for each motion, for each act, for each breath, for each heartbeat, and for each I Love You of my Jesus Himself. And while I seem to reach the womb of the Eternal One, making there I Love You my own, I kept repeating, everywhere and upon each thing, a lullaby of I Love Yous to my Supreme Lord. Now, while I was doing this, my thought interrupted my I Love You, telling me, what are you doing? You could be doing something else. And then, what is your I Love You? How special could this I Love You of yours really be? And my sweet Jesus, as though moving hurriedly in my interior, told me, what are you saying? How special is for me the I Love You directed to me? My daughter, the I Love You is everything. The I Love You is love, it is veneration, it is esteem, it is heroism, it is sacrifice, it is trust toward the one to whom it is directed. The I Love You is to possess the one who encloses the I Love You. The I Love You is a little word, but it weighs as much as eternity. The I Love You encloses everything, involves everyone. It diffuses itself, it restricts itself, it rises up high, it descends down to the bottom, it impresses itself everywhere, and it never stops. What, my daughter? How special can your I Love You really be? Its origin is eternal. In the I Love You, the Celestial Father generated me, and in the I Love You, the Holy Spirit proceeded. In the I Love You, the Eternal Fiat made the whole creation, and in the I Love You, it forgave guilty man and redeemed him. Therefore, in the I Love You, the soul finds everything in God, and God finds everything in the soul. This is why the value of the I Love You is infinite. It is full of life and of energy. It never tires, it surpasses everything and triumphs over everything. And so, this I Love You, directed to me, I want to see it and hear it on your lips, in your heart, in the flying of your thoughts, in the drops of your blood, in the pains and in the joys, in the food you take, in everything. The life of my I Love You must be long, long within you, and my fiat which reigns in you will place on it the seal of the divine I Love You. After this, a sun came before my mind, in a very high point. Its light was inaccessible. Continuous little flames came out from the center of it, each one containing an I Love You. And as they came out, they placed themselves in order, around this inaccessible light. However, these little flames remained as though bound with a thread of light to that inaccessible light, which nourished the life of the little flames. These little flames were so many as to fill heaven and earth. I seemed to see our God as the beginning and the end of everything, and in the little flames, the whole of creation, as a divine birth, of pure love. I too was a little flame, and my sweet Jesus pushed me to take flight through each little flame, in order to place on them a double I Love You. I don't know how, I found myself outside of myself, wandering around, in the midst of those little flames, and impressing my I Love You upon each one of them. But they were so many that I would get lost. However, a supreme force would make find again the order and the round of my I Love You. Afterwards, I found myself in a vast garden, and to my surprise, I found the Queen Mama who, approaching me, said to me, my daughter, come with me to work in this garden. We must plant celestial and divine flowers and fruits. It is now almost empty, and if there is any plant at all, it is terrestrial and human. Therefore it is appropriate for us to pull it up, so that this garden may be all pleasing to my Son Jesus. The seeds we must plant are all of my virtues, my works, my pains, which contain the seed of the fiat voluntas tua. There was nothing I did which did not contain the seed of the will of God. I would have contented myself with doing nothing, rather than working or suffering without this seed. All my glory, the dignity of mother, the height of queen, the supremacy over all, came to me from this seed. The whole of creation, all beings, recognized me as ruler over them, because they saw the supreme will reigning in me. So, we will unite all that I did together with all that you did with this seed of the supreme will, and we will plant it in this garden. So we fuse the seeds which my celestial mama had, which were many, together with the few which were mine, and I don't know how I found them. And we started to form little holes in which to place the seeds. But while we were doing this, from behind the walls of the garden, which were very high, we heard noise of weapons and of cannons, which roared in a horrible way. So we were forced to run out to give help. As we arrived there, we could see peoples of various races, of different colors, and many nations united together, which were waging battle and striking terror and fright. While I was seeing this, I found myself inside myself, but, oh, with what fright! And also with the sorrow of having said not even a word about my heart state to my celestial mama. May the most holy will of God be always blessed, and may everything be for His glory.